broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, and happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the broadcast for January the 18th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Hour two of two. The goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Oh, yeah, we use the Constitution, the blueprint for liberty, and oh, yeah, we use the checks and balances that the founding fathers brilliantly put in place to restore the republic. That's how we're going to peacefully restore the country. The question becomes, we reject revolution, but you know what? We want peaceful restoration, but will they let us have it? Or have we gone too far down the road of tyranny? I'll leave it to you to think about that critical discussion point. By the way, yesterday we were talking on the radio about the Senate and the House both approved the, quote, USMCA. By the way, it's the new North American Trade Agreement. What I find fascinating is North American Trade Agreement, NATA, right? And they've changed NATA to NAFTA to NATA is all we've really done. Donald says it's way, way, way better. I don't see it that way at all. Some people are telling me it's so hard to compare NAFTA and the, quote, USMCA that you can't even get your arms around it in so many pages. Others are saying it's way worse from a sovereignty breaching point of view. I don't know, but I know the Senate and the House both sold us down the river. The Senate voted 89-10, folks. Basically, most rejected it that were Democrats. And I guess it passed the House about a month ago, 385-41. So it was basically a smackdown in both chambers. Donald, of course, will sign it. It's his baby. Out with NAFTA, in with the USMCA, they claim. That's the White House. Okay, but these two thugs basically backed it. One independent, Bernie Sanders, right? I just don't even know how to focus on all this kind of stuff. And we're ignoring all the critical issues in the Republican. We're just focusing on things that don't even make any sense. By the way, they say Iran, quote, Trump's $200 billion sanctions have wiped out Obama's $150 billion nuclear deal. Wait a minute. If Barack got involved in a $150 billion nuclear deal with Iran, where's Congress to rein him in? How come he's not in prison for that? But they're saying, oh, don't worry, Donald's sanctions will fix it. I don't think so. We need accountability and criminals to go to jail. That's what I say. By the way, farmers got billions of dollars from taxpayers in 2019. Believe it or not, all things considered, the, quote, government propaganda arm admitting to that for you. Anyway, that was a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. We talked about a lot of stuff, as do we talk about a lot of stuff on every broadcast, don't we? By the way, our buddy Chuck Baldwin wrote an incredible article, and he's talking about what's going on in Virginia. Okay? There's a big battle over your gun rights in Virginia. If you haven't been listening to this radio program, you're probably not caught up. We've had on expert after expert after expert talking about it. The latest one was Stuart Rhodes, oathkeepers.org. He was on the radio with us, on Thursday, talking about it. He just hit the ground in Virginia, getting ready to go to the event and everything. Drove by the, quote, newly declared by the governor gun-free zone, and he said, I ain't going into that turkey shoot. I'm not going into that gun-free zone. It's a cage. I won't do it. So we'll see what unfolds on Monday. But they say Antifa's going to be there. They say it's the next Charlottesville of the making, the governor in bed with Antifa. They say it's all white supremacist driven. I mean, they're setting the stage to just deceive the people on this and create false flags big, big time. I don't know what will happen. I pray that it's peaceful on Monday the 20th. It's supposed to be lobby day on Monday in Virginia, but it's going to be a gun rights versus gun deniers battle day. And I pray it's peaceful, but I don't know what's going to happen yet. But Chuck Baldwin, our good friend and pastor, well-known patriotic American, ran for president on the Constitution Party some years ago. Of course, I voted for him. Lives in Montana. Used to live in Pensacola, Florida. Moved to Montana because he said, hey, I got to just bail this liberal bastion, and I got to prepare my family for the up-and-coming civil war in America. Maybe I'm putting words in his mouth, but it's similar to that. And I pray it doesn't come, but he brings up an incredible point in his headline. I want to cover his article. Chuck Baldwin writes, and by the way, if you want to read the article, go to libertyroundtable.com. I posted it there. It's under the hot stories. Lexington and Concord Redux in Virginia. All right, now do you know what the heck a Redux is, folks? Some people might call a Redux a do-over. Right? You might call it a do-over. A Redux is what they're calling it. But Chuck Baldwin does a phenomenal job breaking this down. He really does. He says, tragically, most Americans do not have any idea what it was that actually triggered America's war for independence. He's right about that. Most Americans don't have any idea. The primary reason was not taxation without representation, or taxes of any kind for that matter. No, he's right. And it was certainly not because our founding fathers were a bunch of, quote, anti-government extremists or demons, puppets of the, quote, Illuminati. It wasn't any of that stuff. For the most part, our founding fathers were good and honorable men of devout Christian faith. Believe it or not, they were mostly well-educated, men of means who had much to lose by supporting America's war for independence. They were schooled in both the Holy Bible and the principles of natural law. They were men who valued liberty above safety and wealth, and who sacrificed their lives, their fortunes, and sacred honors to bequeath the principles of liberty to their posterity. The shot heard round the world in the pre-dawn hours of April 19th, 1775, on Lexington Green, Massachusetts, was probably inevitable. But the causes of its occurrence cannot be denied. The primary mission of the British Crown was to confiscate the arms of the colonists in Lexington and Concord. They sent, quote, 800 troops to ensure that occurred. Warned of the approaching British troops by Paul Revere and William Dawes, a little over 70 men, mostly from the congregation of the church at Lexington, pastored by Jonas Clark, stood on Lexington Green, muskets in arm, to face the British troops. The rest, they say, as they say, is history. But what is undeniable, ladies and gentlemen, is that decades of grievances of the colonies over British injustice and oppression did not bring the colonies to open rebellion against the crown. For decades, they peacefully petitioned, redressed, reasoned, appealed, pleaded, and demonstrated with the British crown without bloodshed of any kind. Even the Boston Massacre on March 5th, 1770, did not bring the colonies to arms against their government. But when British troops marched on Concord and Lexington to confiscate the firearms of the colonists, the line between peaceful protest and armed revolution was crossed. Now, almost 245 years later, the government of the Commonwealth of Virginia is threatening to cross that line, just like King George did back in the day. The state of Virginia is literally attempting to pass laws that would forcefully confiscate the arms of the people of that sovereign, I'm going to say that again, sovereign state. Specifically, semi-automatic rifles and pistols, says Virginia Governor Northam. He's backing a proposed ban on assault weapons to prohibit the sale of many semi-automatic firearms, like AR-15s. But he would grandfather specific owners as long as they are registered, or else face surrender. His proposed bill did note the provisions of this act may result in net increased periods of imprisonment or commitment. In fact, Governor Northam has asked the Virginia legislature for increased funding. $250,000 just to handle the increased incarcerations that will be taking place. Those are Virginians who refuse to comply with the state's gun confiscation ban, not to mention the extra $4.8 million budget to fund the special, quote, 18-member SWAT team that'll be dedicated to confiscating the arms of the people of Virginia. U.S. Congressman from Virginia, guy's name is Donald McGeechan, he's urging Governor Northam to call out the Virginia National Guard to confiscate the arms of the Virginians. So now you got the National Guard asking for funding for an 18-member crack SWAT team. Predictably, hyper gun grabber and billionaire Jewish Zionist Michael Bloomberg is throwing his money and his support behind the Virginia governor's efforts. Folks, this is getting serious indeed. Chuck Baldwin with the incredible piece highlighting this. Sam Bushman talking about it. It's available at libertyroundtable.com. You gotta read it, folks.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues that affect the American West, its people, lifestyles, lands, and wildlife. The Loving Liberty Radio Network is proud to support the publisher's efforts to provide an active forum for solutions that preserve the vanishing American cowboy, farmer, and sheepherder. Each issue contains informative articles on life in the American West, along with breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of the cowboy spirit in our day. Each issue of Range Magazine also features great gift ideas, like the 2020 Real Buckaroo Calendar and the book Tales from Out There. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Just click on the shopping cart. The Loving Liberty Radio Network salutes the spirit of the American West and those who are keeping it alive at Range Magazine. Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Yeah, buddy, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. So we're talking about this incredible article written by Chuck Baldwin. We're talking about Michael Bloomberg, the thug, gun-grabbing billionaire from New York, running for office as presidential candidate, I guess, putting billions of dollars into beating the Donald. Anyway, Michael Bloomberg is backing Governor Northam of Virginia in stealing the guns. Make no mistake about it, writes Chuck Baldwin, this has the potential to be a Lexington and Concord Redux. What's Redux, folks? You know what that word means? Look it up. It means a do-over. It means a bring-back. Okay? I don't want a do-over of Lexington and Concord, folks. We lost enough blood that day. Get a grip on this, folks, reports Chuck Baldwin. This is happening in the land of Washington and Jefferson. The land of Lee and Jackson. Amen, Chuck. You're spot on, sir. This is happening in Virginia. Chuck said, I lived in Virginia for over 2 years. Our oldest child, our only daughter, says Chuck Baldwin, was born in Virginia. As one can imagine, the freedom-loving people of Virginia are not taking this lying down, folks. 91 counties and 11 cities in the state already have declared themselves to be in, quote, open rebellion against these tyrannical proposals from Richmond and their thug governor, who's violating his oaths of office at every turn. Right, I just added that stuff. The vast majority of sheriffs around the state, continues Chuck, have said they will not afford these gun confiscation laws if they are passed. And the sales of firearms in Virginia have exploded. Believe it or not, the NRA delivered an emergency influx of 30-round magazines saying we better get these in to Virginia before they're banned. It's that bad, folks. And then Chuck Baldwin says, I would encourage leaders to watch this testimony from a Virginia American who is an active duty soldier, and he was currently a major in the Marine Corps Reserves and a former federal police officer, regarding the resolve of Virginians to maintain their right to keep and bear arms. I've watched the soldier video. It is incredible. If you go to libertyroundtable.com and click on Chuck Baldwin's article there, you could see this video. It's in line. Coming Monday, that's this Monday, January the 20th, ladies and gentlemen, the day in between the birthdays of Robert E. Lee and Thomas J. Stonewall Jackson. By the way, 100,000 Virginians are expected to descend on the Virginia legislature in Richmond, Virginia, to protest the confiscation acts that can only be described as acts of war against the people of that state. A sizable number of states with tyrannical gun grab agendas and governors and state legislative bodies are watching this showdown in Virginia to see, will the people roll over and melt down? Or what will happen is they want to promote gun control agendas in their states as well. The governor of Washington State, for example, is already seeking gun confiscation laws in that state predicated on the proposals of the Virginia state government and the reaction of the people to that. In the state of Washington, by the way, where they plan to follow Virginia, they've already declared my personal friend and well-known legislative body member or leader, Matt Shea, they called him a flat-out terrorist now. The legislative body has called Matt Shea a terrorist. Of course, we had our buddy Matt on the program talking about this. Just scroll back to the archives at libertyroundtable.com and check it out. And as one could imagine, other draconian gun control measures, such as universal background checks and others, may make it so that there is no such thing as a private gun sale. They'll ban high-capacity magazines. They'll promote gun registration, and they'll back Donald Trump's favorite red flag gun confiscation laws, which are being proposed. Donald's four red flag laws. Donald says, take the guns first, due process second. That's after he said he was going to get rid of gun-free zones first day, which he never did. Speaking of Donald Trump, has anybody noticed that this president who keeps telling us how much he supports the Second Amendment? Oh, he's so silent on this. Thus far, he has said nothing in defense of the brave men and women who are in Virginia right now defending our God-given inalienable right to keep and bear arms. Not a peep. Not a tweet. Nothing. His braggadocious, pompous, loquacious, loud mouth who is quick to condemn almost anyone in every turn who he doesn't agree with. He's not saying a word. He's totally mute, silent about the, quote, Lexington and Concord Redux that is about to take place right now. He conducts rallies all over America, indeed. So why wouldn't he go to Virginia and have a rally in Virginia? In fact, why doesn't he be the keynote speaker on January 20th on the right to keep and bear arms? Where is the Donald? The answer is M-I-A. Baby, that's where he is. From a, quote, strictly political perspective, Trump should be jumping all over the situation in Virginia. After all, he lost the state of Virginia. in the 2016 elections to Hillary Clinton. He should come back and reclaim the state for 2020. Should he not? And since Donald Trump became president, and for the first time in 26 years, the Democrats control the governor's mansion and both state houses. We're talking about in Virginia, right? And what is the first thing they try to do? That is propose to confiscate the people's firearms. I'm telling you, that's where King George lost it. He went too far. And that's where Governor Northam is starting with. And Donald Trump, completely silent. Now, Donald Trump said he was going to get rid of gun-free zones first day on military bases and in government schools. What about in capitals where the Governor Northam just declared a gun-free zone, Donald? You cool with that gun-free zone, buddy? Because you're sure not saying anything about it. This isn't an attempt to attack Donald Trump, but it is highlighting the reality of the situation we face. Donald Trump has campaigned all over America in support of the Second Amendment. He has repeatedly told us that he's a, quote, true blue friend and champion for the Second Amendment. But, of course, he told us the same thing about the pro-life cause. And he's not doing anything really to overturn Roe. And he continues to fund Planned Parenthood to the tune of over $500 million annually. Now, I appreciate Donald for doing what he can on pro-life. In fairness to President Trump, he is shut down by courts and legislative bodies everywhere on anything he attempts to do. I understand that. But still, speak out boldly and nobly and independently. You would have the people behind you like no other, Donald. One would think that Donald Trump would be seizing the opportunity that this Democrat gun-grabbing thug in Virginia is affording for the president. He could rally the people in the state of Virginia to his 2020 candidacy by showing who he really is. He could scream to the high heavens about the Democrats and how he will defend the right to keep and bear arms against a belligerent, out-of-control governor, but he's not saying a word. Instead, Donald Trump has said absolutely nothing. Nothing. Remember, however, ladies and gentlemen, this same Donald Trump is the loudest voice in the country when it comes to red flag gun confiscation laws, isn't he? In his heart and soul, Donald Trump has always been and probably always will be a New York pro-gun control, pro-abortion liberal. He only became pro-life and pro-gun when he decided to run for president as a Republican in 2016. There's absolutely no doubt that the rush to enact gun confiscation laws by states around the country, including Florida and Virginia, is largely due to the encouragement that they receive for Donald Trump's boisterous call for gun confiscation in 2018 when he said, quote, take the guns first, due process second. I hope you realize that Donald Trump is also the loudest voice in America in support of the militarization of our police. For decades, Chuck Baldwin continues, I have tried to awaken the people of America, especially the Christian people, to the existential threat against our right to keep and bear arms. I've tried to encourage Christians to vote with their feet and get out of these statist churches who teach we're biblically bound to subject and to submit to these governments and would surrender our firearms and our sovereignty. Any pastor or Bible teacher that takes that position, Chuck says, is not only anti-freedom, anti-constitution, anti-bill of rights, and anti-natural law, he is also anti-Christ and anti-God, says Chuck. All right. He says, me and my constitutional attorney son co-authored a book entitled To Keep or Not to Keep, Why Christians Should Not Give Up Their Guns. Virginia now needs to read my book. All right, hang tight. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is bringing some star power to his impeachment trial legal team. USA's Tim Berg explains.
The president added Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz to the team. Both have appeared on TV as legal experts. Clinton impeachment trial manager, former Congressman Bill McCollum of Florida, tells Fox News regarding Dershowitz.
Well, I've known Alan Dershowitz a long time, and I've read his works. He did not, of course, believe that President Clinton should be impeached and removed, and he certainly doesn't believe that President Trump should. His view is more narrow than mine, even, of what is an impeachable offense. So I think he'll make a brilliant constitutional argument about what is impeachable and what isn't, and he is persuasive. He makes very good cases, very good arguments on that point. So I think that was a smart move on the part of the president to include him among the counsel that will appear in the Senate.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
A huge winter storm is blowing across the country and heading east. Minnesota and Iowa were hard hit. Also, the Dakotas. Jordan Osterberg is in Sioux Falls.
We have a few inches of snow on the ground, but as cars drive by, cars are still getting stuck trying to get through. I know there's a no travel advisory in Sioux Falls, but that hasn't stopped people apparently.
And an avalanche at Alpine Meadows Ski Resort in Lake Tahoe killed one skier and seriously injured another. KOVR-TV's Rachel Wolf.
The avalanche and the fatality had many taking extra precautions.
Like, made sure before any line I went down just to see what the snowpack level was.
Three U.S. airports will be screening passengers coming from central China for a new virus that has sickened dozens, killed two, and prompted worries about an international outbreak. The checks will happen in international airports in New York, Los Angeles, and San Francisco. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about this incredible column written by Chuck Baldwin. It's available at libertyroundtable.com. Lexington and Concord, Redux in Virginia. And a Redux, if you don't know what that is a do-over. It's coming back, right? All right, this is serious, folks. Now, Donald used to say eliminate guns and gun-free, or eliminate gun-free zones. He said that on the campaign trail, ladies and gentlemen, when he was running for president. Here's what he said.
You know what a gun-free zone is to a sicko? That's bait. That's like gun-free zone. And then they walk in with whatever the hell they're carrying. And these five great soldiers, and I'm telling you, one of them was one of the most highly awarded one. He was super shot. He's not allowed to have a gun. All five are killed instantaneously. And you have other cases. I will get rid of gun-free zones on schools, and you have to. And on military bases, my first day, it gets signed, okay? My first day. There's no more gun-free zones.
Wow, I mean, think of it. Bold. People love it, huh?
A gun-free zone on a military base with some of the best soldiers we have, sitting there, relaxing, watching television, no gun, guy walks in, kills all of them, okay? That ends immediately.
I wish it would end immediately, Donald, but you've done nothing about it, buddy. In fact, here's what you've said after you get the oath of office. After we elect you on that ideology that you spout, Chuck's right about this. Then you say this.
In the possession
or
of
Mike,
individual.
Take the firearms first and then go to court, because that's another system. Because a lot of times by the time you go to court, it takes so long to go to court to get the due process procedures. I like taking the guns early, like in this crazy man's case that just took place in Florida. He had a lot of firearms. They saw everything. To go to court would have taken a long time. So you could do exactly what you're saying, but take the guns first, go through due process second.
Take the guns first, go through due process second. Have you lost your mind, President Trump? Who has gotten to you, President? Who is pulling the strings in your administration, buddy? Lexington and Concord Redux in Virginia, writes Chuck Baldwin. It is one of the most spot-on, apropos columns that I know of today that really highlights the reality. What's going on around here, folks? The battle's on in Virginia. On Monday, 2 days from now, they will be live on the ground in Virginia for a normal yearly event called Lobby Day, turned into the Second Amendment Defense Day. But now the governor and Antifa are in bed together, and the quote white supremacist card is being played. And, well, if you stand for your Second Amendment, you're basically a white supremacist, they want to say. And if you're against it, you're with the governor and Antifa, and they've created a gun-free zone. Donald said he'd get rid of them the first day, and he's not even talking about the one the governor just created on the fly by edict like a king. Where's the Donald to roll that back? Where's the Donald to hold a rally on Monday and do something about it? He's nowhere to be found. Chuck Baldwin finishes his incredible column by talking about, look, this is serious. We cannot let them take the guns. Okay, the founding fathers put up with a lot, ladies and gentlemen. They really did. And they were patient to a fault. But when the thugs came to take their guns, they said, look, if we don't make our stand now, we will never be able to make our stand. Let me say that again, because it's so critical, so important to understand. If we don't make our stand now, once they take the guns, we will never be able to take a stand. That's serious, serious business, is it not? All right. But then Chuck Baldwin finishes his column with some very, very bold words. But I commend him for it. Here's what he says. Quote Chuck Baldwin. I have said it from the pulpit. And I'll say it again. I'll say it here. Quote, the day that my AR-15 is outlawed, I will become an outlaw. The day that they confiscate or take away my AR-15, I will be an outlaw. I commend Donald Trump. I'm sorry. I commend Chuck Baldwin. I shame Donald Trump. So Donald Trump is not involved in this gun battle in Virginia at all. He's strangely silent. And when gun-free zones are created by edict, by executive thugocracy order from a governor, Donald says nothing. Even though he told us to get rid of gun-free zones first day in government schools and on military bases, what about capitals, President? All right, but while this is going on, this critical Lexington and Concord Redux in Virginia, while that's going on, Donald's not even talking about it, man. All right, do you want to know what Donald Trump's talking about right now? Do you know what he's talking about right now? What is President Donald Trump talking about right now? Do you even know? Well, you can know. Because all you got to do is go to his Twitter feed. Right? What do they call it? The real Donald Trump? A real Donald Trump. Here's his latest tweet. Trade deals drive stocks to record highs. Russia Today, he tweets. Think about it. What have Democrats and the media done for America? Have they created jobs? Thank you to all the great women that came out to support the president. Honored to join the Women for Trump bus tour. Trade deals drive stocks to record highs. Day after day, really good news on the economy. Tremendous surge in new housing construction. a great day at the White House for our national champions, the LSU Tigers. First stop in the Hawkeye State, women for Trump are excited. Congratulations, Tigers. The government says they're standing by the Iranian people. They lie. The noble people of Iran who love their government should be rewarded. The supreme leader of Iran that's not been so supreme lately. Your Second Amendment is under attack. In the great Commonwealth of Virginia, well, that's what happens when you vote for Democrats. See, he just wants it to be a Republican. Words of wisdom. Thank you, Ted Cruz. Heading to Florida for big Republican Party event. LSU football, Russia Today. Wow. Don't worry, caps off an incredible week by meeting the Louisiana Tigers. Joe Biden and Bernie shut out again. They're rigging the election against Bernie Sanders again. Getting ready to meet the Tigers. Mike Bloomberg, wrong. Love and energy at Trump rallies, incredible. Thank you, Cincinnati, Ohio. I mean, mini Mike Bloomberg doesn't even get on the Democratic stage. There's no crime here. Entertaining this impeachment's a joke. Years from now, nobody's going to remember Nancy's cheap theatrics. All right. Anyway, while that Donald's tweeting nonsensical stuff, he made one phrase about Virginia, and all he said was, by golly, that's what you get when you elect Democrats. As if this redux is about Republicans versus Democrats. But now Donald Trump is going to hire lawyers for his impeachment defense team. You know who he's going to hire, folks? The insiders of all insiders. Donald Trump will add lawyers Alan Dershowitz, Kenneth Starr, and Robert Ray to his impeachment legal defense team. So now Donald's just surrounding himself with the, I mean, I don't know that you can get more consummate insiders. Oh, don't worry. Ken Starr is the one that impeached Bill Clinton or whatever. Okay. These are hacks that prevented the big news from coming out about all kind of things. Like Vince Foster's suicide, for one. Vince Foster covered that up like no other. Yeah, he got Bill Clinton having sex with Monica Lewinsky is all, but none of the real scandals, none of the real sex trade scandals, none of the real scandals of drug trafficking and everything else in government that was tied to Bill Clinton came to fruition. Ken Starr buried that up. And now Donald Trump's going to add Alan Dershowitz. This is the guy that defended Jeffrey Epstein, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear me? Alan Dershowitz is the guy that was defending Jeffrey Epstein. Or Epstein. Okay? Ken Starr. And Robert Ray. These are the guys that were making sure that Bill Clinton didn't go to prison. Oh, he had to admit I didn't have sexual relations. I guess I did have sex with her. It was... I mean, you know, who wouldn't you if you were married to Hillary? Okay, that kind of stuff. Bimbo eruptions. I mean, come on, those bimbos are pretty, pretty. I'm just telling you right now, pretty young things. Why don't you come and see me in the White House? Okay, it was nothing but a derailment of real crimes that people should go to prison for. Right? Now Trump adds these guys as his top attorneys? Wow.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths, where so many cities are corrupt and voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no more.
You start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. And you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
I'm telling you, folks, the
bureaucrats and educrats and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, I'm getting too excited. I'm all by myself. I'm just talking over all my intros and everything else. Sorry about that, folks. I'm just getting fired up about this because while Donald Trump is hiring the most inside swamp monster attorneys for his massive defense on impeachment, he's got Alan Dershowitz. That's the guy that was literally the attorney to defend Jeffrey Epstein, ladies and gentlemen. And then you got Kenneth Starr and Robert Ray. These are the guys that made sure that we just talked about bimbo eruptions and not real crimes in the White House per Bill and Hillary. We covered up the Vince Foster murder and everything else. I guess they're going to just cover up the Jeffrey Epstein murder and defend Donald from impeachment. And, you know, we'll just talk about bimbo eruptions and the Me Too movement and, you know, sports teams. And we'll just be titillated with bread and circus and blood and circus. And it'll be a disaster. But while that's going on, the Supreme Court has decided to take on the case. They will decide whether members of the Electoral College may cast their votes for presidential candidates other than the ones they had pledged to support. All right. Now, they say they'll decide this by June, folks. Now, this is interesting because they say they'll do it by June, and that way they won't know who they're benefiting by doing it. But, you know, that's all a big game. Here's the bottom line. If the Supreme Court decides, who gives the right for the Supreme Court to decide this? Everything goes to the courts. The weakest branch of government's become the strongest by thug activist judges from the bench. We should be impeaching these people, and we do nothing. While they claim they should impeach the Donald, they shouldn't, but they should, you know, hey, they're not impeaching the judges. But look, the Supreme Court is now going to decide whether members of the Electoral College may cast their votes for presidential candidates other than the ones they pledged to support when they became a, quote, member of the Electoral College. Now, here's the problem with this discussion. Let's say that they're talking to me and I'm going to be an Electoral College member or votee or whatever you want to call me. And I say, I'm going to vote for this guy. And then later I find out a bunch of scandals about that guy or details, or I interview him, or I, you know, have him speak. And I decide, you know what, this guy's not the guy for me. I was mistaken on this. Now that I've done more research and in-depth analysis, I'm going to vote for somebody else. They want to take away that right. And what that really does is it absolutely puts shackles on the appropriate checks and balances that made America great. Okay, the popular vote, you know, the media manipulates the popular vote so much that the Electoral College members should be able to investigate and get to the bottom of things and maybe vote differently to create a check and balance. But if they let the Supreme Court manipulate this, we're in trouble. I just thought I'd brief that for you. Watch that for an upcoming Supreme Court decision before June. Now, while that's going on to manipulate the vote for vote fraud for 2020, look, they're going to get ready to commit massive vote fraud here, folks. They just are. Now, the next headline says this: Donald Trump aides are shifting focus onto donations by bundlers, according to the New York Times. So while Donald Trump in 2016 was very grassrootsy, I mean, he was so grassrootsy, even his son, Donald Trump Jr., appeared on this program, Liberty Roundtable Live, for Super Tuesday of all days, baby. You say we're not important, there you go. Anyway, now Donald, though, wants to back into these bundlers through his aides. And so you've got top aides like, oh, Kimberly, whatever, that chick that Donald Jr.'s dating now or whatever. She's one of the top aides. They're bringing in, quote, bundling money. Do you know what bundling money is, folks? Bundling money is to say that they made laws against how much you could donate to a political campaign. So then they wanted more money to go into the campaigns, and so they found ways around those laws. That's called bundling. What it means is you put a bunch of these people together, you put it into a bundling, quote, legal entity, so to speak, and then you can donate as much as you want without scrutiny. Now Donald's backing into government money and bundling. He knows that he's got to outfund the other guys or he'll lose. Sadly true. So while Donald's worrying about bundling and worrying about impeachment and hiring inside thug lawyers to defend him, and the battle goes on in Virginia, and we the people are struggling with sex trafficking around the world, and Jeffrey Epstein's dead, and everybody else around him is being protected, and all this is going on, and the Christians are showing a movie trying to expose sex trafficking, and the Me Too movement's completely silent on this, the Supreme Court's going to decide another issue. Whether the Trump administration may allow employers to limit women's access to free birth control via the Affordable Care Act. So there was a debate back when Barack was in there. The idea was, hey, Barack wanted to force birth control on everybody and force businesses to pay for birth control. And a few Christian businesses stood up and said, no, we don't want to fund birth control. And they went to court. Well, now Donald has taken the side of the, quote, businesses and saying, hey, I want to restrict birth control funding. All right, employers, should they be allowed to not fund abortions and not fund birth control and all this stuff? Donald says, yeah, we should stop that. Can the Trump administration allow employers to limit their funding of birth control? Now it's going to court on the other side of the discussion. The Supremes have agreed to take it on. Time will tell what happens with that one, too. By the way, there's a climate suit on behalf of children. It got dismissed. So a bunch of children sued the government saying we got to do more on this climate change thing. And the judge came back and said this. While the young plaintiffs have made a compelling case that action is needed, wrote Judge Andrew B. Hurwitz in a 32-page opinion, climate change is not an issue for the courts. Reluctantly, we conclude that such relief is beyond our constitutional power. Now, the plaintiff's impressive case for redress must be presented to the political branches of government to solve. Now, you know what? This judge, I have to say, is a good guy. He's simply saying, I appreciate your climate suit. We, the court, can't decide the outcome of this. You got to put that in the hands of Congress or the people or whatever to solve this, not us. It's not an issue for the courts. We conclude we don't have authority to deal with this. Well, he's right. All right, don't worry, though, ladies and gentlemen. Microsoft is pledging to become 100% carbon negative by 2030. By removing more carbon from the environment than it emits, they claim. I don't believe that's true. It all depends on how they manipulate it. If they put more money into fighting global warming, then they'll get special privilege passes. And okay, this isn't about Microsoft doing the right thing for the right reasons. It's not what this is about, folks, at all. I don't believe for 1 second Microsoft is going to do that, do you? Now, when they say Microsoft is pledging to do this, why are we hearing that they're going to do it? Why don't we hear that they did it? The answer is because it's all a game, folks. Look, let's say that I spew into the environment. I don't know, just whatever measurement you want to talk about, 100 megaton. And if I pay enough money to buy a carbon offset or pay enough money to build technologies or whatever, and I promise it in the future. So let's say that I burn 100 megaton of whatever toxin into the environment this year. But you know what? Don't worry. I'm going to do that for the next 5 years. So it's a half a billion ton, 500,000 ton, right, over the next 5 years. As long as I buy carbon offsets and promise to help build technology that offsets that, they're going to say that I'm fine, that I'm net zero. It's a big old lie. It isn't net zero. It's all how you define the terms and how you decide who's doing what or who's guilty of what or who's responsible for what. We just go round and round and round the barn of dishonesty on this. So while Greta Thunberg becomes a rock star, this poor little autistic Asperger's-laden 17-year-old little girl gets promoted as a rock star for climate change. A judge shuts it down and says, you know what? We don't have authority here. And most importantly, I don't know if you know, but Facebook got hacked, and there was some discoveries about Facebook released an update or whatever where they exposed some information. Greta Thunberg's Twitter and Facebook feeds are all ran by her dad and an environmental activist. They're not even ran by her. And experts are now saying when you get Greta alone, she doesn't even understand the issues at all. So they're playing us for suckers. They've got actors and actresses that are running around and you know, telling us all this stuff. And it's the same thing with the Me Too movement. While they ignore real sex trafficking by Jeffrey Epstein, they make it sound like these poor little girls are getting abused everywhere. In the Me Too movement, actors and actresses. But now Kathy Bates is speaking out about this, and she says this, quote, in my day, actresses knew full well why they were going to men's hotel rooms. Okay? So we're going to take on the girls that knowingly go to hotel rooms and then claim it doesn't go as they plan. Maybe he's not as good a lover as they hope him to be, or maybe their trade for acting and actress, you know, gigs for sex didn't work out the way they hoped, so they're all mad. That's front and center for the Me Too movement. But the real Jeffrey Epstein scandals of true perversion and true abuse of little girls, not even being talked about. The right to keep and bear arms under assault in America like no other, not even being talked about. And so you got to go to Sam Bushman and Liberty Roundtable Live to get the real scoop on what's happening in America. And Sam has to be live 6 days a week to tell you about it, because all this stuff is hitting the news on the weekend. And if we take the weekend off, we miss it. Now, we refuse to broadcast live on Sundays because God told us a day of rest and we want to honor one of his Ten Commandments, right, about Sunday. Sunday is a sacred day. Keep the Sabbath day holy. We don't broadcast on Sundays. But 6 days a week, we tell you the tale of liberty like nobody's business. And we need your financial support to get it done. We put every penny we can into this broadcast. We make a living during the day, have day jobs, and we're not begging for you to support our lifestyles. We are asking you to help us financially make this thing grow. We have equipment to pay for. We have servers and bandwidth. It's very, very costly to run radio programs, especially 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, 12 hours of live radio, not to mention the prep time and everything else it takes to make it happen. It's expensive. We don't mind putting in the time. We don't mind putting our own money into the mix. That's all fine. We're glad to do it. We believe in the sacred cause. And when we meet our maker, I'm grateful that I can spend this much time in the sacred cause of liberty. How critical it is to defend liberty, because you know what? Religious liberty is what it's really all about. And they're really coming for the Christians is the bottom line. They can come for guns or anything else. They're really coming for your right to believe and think as you want as a Christian. They don't want you doing that. But at the end of the day, folks, we've got to stand for the sacred cause of liberty. And so we beg you, donate liberally today. The only liberalism we believe in is donating. We need your financial support to grow. I can talk to many people on my own, but I can talk to many more people with your gracious support. We consider you a family. We love you. We thank you. We appreciate all you do for the cause of liberty as well. And we want to partner with you. We need your financial support. We need you to do all you can to help our broadcasts grow and make sure that we can see another day. It's a lot of work, folks, and we're grateful for you and all that you do as well. I don't want to be the only guy saying I'm working really hard. Look at me. I want to be the guy to say we're working so hard together. Certainly we're the underdog in this fight. But you know what? With God on our side, we're going to win. We got news for him. We're going to win, baby. That is a certainty. Thanks for being alongside with the ride. LibertyRoundtable.com, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, free. Donate today, read Chuck's column and more. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.